Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
This is the Brayden Suprenant Show. Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, if you have a champion in your league that goes back-to-back, you do not have parity in your league, Frank. That's where we're at with this.
At least we know the criteria he's using.
There's the criteria, I guess. I just, like, doesn't make any sense. The salary cap of the NFL is a hard cap. That's why they have all these different teams bouncing back and forth. I mean, what did the Colts do last year?
They were god-awful, weren't they?
I want to say they were. 2024?
Did you see one of the tweets that was going around yesterday about the Colts' new owner?
Yeah, the Irsay's daughter?
Yes. She is so, one of the tweets that was going around yesterday was, man, she is so in depth with this team, and you love to see it. When I die, I hope my daughter takes care of my NCAA 26 dynasty this way.
The guy is convinced that, I did see that, the guy is convinced that only five teams can win the national football. They're going to win the Super Bowl this year. Only five teams can win it. That doesn't even make any sense.
No.
I mean, the Patriots can win it this year. They're one of those five teams. Five teams?
Wait, you could do what in every sport? Hold on.
Go through and say, like, teams that dominate, and therefore there's no parity. He brings up the Ravens winning the division multiple years in a row.
Okay, how many of those years did they win the Super Bowl?
Like, twice. If that, not even once. Then they beat the Niners.
How many years did the Packers win
the Packers,
the NFC North?
Aaron Rodgers only has one Super Bowl. All those years in Green Bay.
How many years have the Steelers won the AFC North?
Mm-hmm.
And how many Super Bowls do they have?
I mean, you can talk about the Ravens winning the division. They've won the division 2 years in a row, and in 2022, the Bengals won the division. 2021, Bengals won the division. 2020, Steelers won the division. 19, back to the Ravens. What's the deal with isn't the NFC East like a different division winner every single year?
It's consistently the toughest division in the NFL.
It's been a different team every single year. The NFL is the king of parity. It's not even like worth an argument for. Every team's got a chance every single year. at the beginning of the season. There's only 16 games. You play last place schedules if you finish in last. And teams go from last to first all the time.
And after years of being at the bottom, trying to figure out life after Tom Brady, sitting in the bottom of the AFC East, which is really third because the Jets exist, the Patriots are leading the AFC East right now after finishing third last year.
Colts went 8-9. They're 7-1 right now. How about the Jags? Jags have a winning record. Texans 2 years ago look like they're about to be a legit team. They're back to 3-4. Titans for like more than a decade were a stud team, and now they look like they're going to be the worst team ever. There's a couple of really bad orgs in there mixed in, but overall, there's a lot of parity in the National Football League. Look at the AFC North right now. Everybody's got a chance to win the division right now. We're halfway through.
And Anthony in the chat, we're not mad at you. Thank you for giving us a free segment here. We're more thankful than anything. But you're dead wrong.
You're dead wrong. The NFL's got the most parity out of all the leagues. How many years have the Rockies come in last in the last like 10 years? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How many more years do the Nationals and Marlins have to finish in last place?
Correct.
The Rays, the White Sox.
I do this every single year to start out the year. Because when people freak out that the Padres, like, are they going to be able to make the playoffs? You could go through the standings at the beginning of the year and basically eliminate half the league. You could do it every single year. I literally did it this year. The only team I was wrong, I was like the Mets not making the playoffs. But I was like, I looked at the standings for the season started based on all the teams. You know about three division winners, right? You know the Dodgers are going to win the West. You know it's going to be either between the Brewers or the Cubs in the Central. And you know the Phillies or the Mets are going to win the East, maybe. Sometimes it's the Braves. Okay,
how much have you been paying attention to the NBA over the last couple of years? Funny question, I know, but just
not
humor
a
me
lot.
On this. All right. Of the Celtics, Nets, Knicks, Sixers, Raptors, who has a chance of making the playoffs this year?
Celtics.
Okay. And I would the Knicks do as well.
The Knicks, for sure. I mean, well, Chicago. There's 16 teams that make the playoffs on both
sides.
No,
I'm talking about possibly winning a championship here.
Oh, winning a championship?
Yes.
All right, so what did you say?
Celtics, Nets, Knicks, Sixers, Raptors, Atlantic Division.
I'd say the Knicks and the Celtics.
Central, Bulls, Cavs, Pistons, Pacers, Bucks.
Bucks? I guess the Cavs are pretty good now, huh?
Southeast, Hawks, Hornets, Heat, Magic, Wizards. Any of them have a chance?
You said
Hawks, Hornets, Heat, Magic, Wizards.
Heat.
Northwest, Nuggets, T-Wolves, Thunder, Blazers, Jazz.
Nuggets and Thunder. Maybe the Jazz.
Pacific, Warriors, Clippers, Lakers, Suns, Kings.
Warriors.
Southwest, Dallas, Mavericks, Rockets, Grizzlies, Pelicans, Spurs.
Spurs now with Wembanyama.
You have named seven teams. The same six or seven teams that you would have named last year and the year before that. You could pick.
For a long time, the NBA, you knew that the Cavs and the Warriors are going to be in the NBA Finals before the season even started.
It was the Cavs versus whichever team LeBron was on. That was it. And wouldn't you know who won the pony? It was the Warriors and whichever team LeBron was on, whether it be the Cavs, the Heat, whatever.
Major League Baseball, I gave you a look at it for next year before even looking at the offseason. You're going to have two teams in the East, most likely in the playoffs. You're going to have two teams in the Central, maybe, and you're going to have two teams in the West. I mean, you can eliminate the Pirates right now. You can eliminate the Pirates, the Pirates, the Rockies, the Nationals, the Marlins. You can already wipe them off. They're not even going to compete next year. You can already wipe them off the board. They have zero chance at winning any games. They have zero chance of competing for a playoff spot. Absolutely zero. So you can already eliminate those four teams. Then you got like teams like the Reds and the Diamondbacks the Cardinals that you're kind of competing for a playoff spot for.
Right. JH in the chat. Right. They won't spend. They're pocketing revenue sharing. That's fine. That's not the point of the exercise, though.
No.
Point of the exercise is we already know they don't have a chance.
They don't have a chance.
Why they don't have a chance is irrelevant.
Why they don't have a chance? Because you're right. They pocket the revenue sharing money. You know what the other teams have to do in the other leagues? They have to actually physically spend it.
Yes.
Therefore, they might luck into winning games because they have to spend the money.
Salary floor.
It's amazing what that does. It's amazing what it does for ratings. The NFL is king for a lot of reasons.
You do the same thing with the NFL. Okay. Jets, Titans. Did anyone expect the Saints to be...
I knew the Saints were going to be bad.
Forget about being bad. The Saints being non-competitive.
I can eliminate only three teams from the NFL. And as of right now, it's like... But even like the Dolphins went and hammered the Falcons last week.
Yeah,
and hammered them!
And they were listless before that.
How about Carolina? Carolina's 4-4. Carolina should have no business winning any football games. Minnesota.
They were supposed to be worse than the Saints.
Minnesota is competing for like a division every single year. They're in last place right now. The Bears, who are awful, are just two games out of first place. Washington. What a letdown Washington is. Washington should be near the top of the division. Cowboys are playing poorly. They're in second place. Even as bad as the Saints are, they still beat the Giants.
Anthony, who are the plethora of teams that you would have eliminated before the season started from winning a Super Bowl?
Right. The plethora of teams. I mean, you give a look at like teams
three,
like
three clearly isn't enough. So who are more?
You could look at the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals are a team that's like they lost to the Titans. The Titans can still win a game. Like, they can still win games. It's just a different conversation. The only thing they have is the college football has been so top-heavy, it's been different. But honestly, if you look at college football, the college football, the FBS, is a lot of parity. It's just they had three super teams mixed with it. But everybody else was right there competing. Now... you got a lot of different teams in college football. I mean, look at all the records that are going on in college football right now. You're going to have probably a three-loss team in the college football playoff. All these games are good.
When was the last time you seen Vanderbilt in the top 10? Forget about whether or not they deserve to be there. When was the last time you saw Vanderbilt in the top 10?
Indiana?
Damn.
I mean, look at Indiana.
Indiana's in the top three.
Indiana. Cincinnati? They're ranked. Georgia Tech is ranked 8th right now in the country. 8th. A parody. That's called parody.
What is going on at San Diego State right now?
What?
Kirk Kenny just posted a video of Sean Lewis in a dunk tank at San Diego State.
Hey, good for him.
San Diego State coach Sean Lewis found an unusual way to cool down on a hot day. It's a hot day today? Oh, God, it's 88 degrees. Jesus.
It's hot today. Yeah.
Agreeing to jump in a dunk tank at San Diego State Student Center. Three throws for $5, $10 for the press. That's rude.
$10? That was probably just for Kirk.
Money goes to Aztecs Rock Hunger, which fights student food insecurity.
Oh, I just saw that. So stop Sean by the Student Lewis Union Courtyard at noon. Tank. You missed it. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I know that.
Bummer. Sean Lewis is the man. I love the Sean Lewis deal. All right. Let's talk about Aztec basketball when we come back. San Diego State, USD. They play tonight at 7 o'clock. I'll have the call on USDTorrells.com. Big one in college basketball. Final exhibition game for both teams. College basketball starts next week. We'll get you a preview when we come back. San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97 through the Fan. He's Frank.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning, Casey. I'm Braden Suprenant. This is the Braden Suprenant Show. Live and local each every day from 10 to 2 on Settings Urban Sports Station 97.3 The Fan. Parody. I'm going to need the definition of that tomorrow, Frank. Can you use it in a sentence?
It for you right now.
No, it's a homework assignment. Tonight's homework assignment class is to find out what parody means.
I'm sorry, I'm doing my homework in class. The state or condition of being equal, especially regarding status or pay.
Correct.
That is the definition of parody.
I think you got a lot of parody in a lot of sports right now. I don't think you have it in baseball to the point where people want to watch it on a daily basis. And that's a big reason why the ratings are down, which was the whole point of our conversation.
David Vu did post it earlier in the chat. I saw it.
David Vu brings up a good point. You know what's interesting? Anthony brings up teams that can win it in parity. Eagles are in the bottom four in terms of cap space used on active players. That is parity. Again, it's not the result. It's about all the teams being able to play and compete with the same kind of deal. College football is a lot like the baseball, where it's unlimited resources for certain teams. That's where you don't get the parity, is the leagues that don't, that have unlimited resources and not everybody's playing by the same rules. To say that the NFL does not have parity and saying it's simple, or in complaining that you're tired of that narrative, no, the narrative that it's getting run out there is, I hate the narrative of like every team can do this. Not every team could do what LA is doing. It's not possible. And that's what gets frustrating. And it only comes from one group of people, and it's the people that root for that team, and they don't want anything to change. That's why they don't complain. They like being on the top. They like all the rules set for themselves. And that's why they make it sound like it's not a problem, but reality of it is it is a problem. And you wonder why the ratings are going down in the United States for baseball. Why are they continuing to put in rules to try to get people to watch the sport, Frank? Why are they putting in rules that are all these rules, like three batter minimum and try to keep the pace of play? They're trying to get people to watch the game.
Yes.
Which means what? They don't think people are watching their sport as much. And now all of these teams are understanding that, and they need to fix this problem. At least the teams that want to compete. Now, the teams that also don't want a salary cap are the same teams that don't want a salary floor. Those are the Marlins and the Pirates and all those teams that are equally the problem. The problem is not the Los Angeles Dodgers abiding the rules and spending all the money that they have. The problem is you don't have a centralized TV deal, and there's no rules when it comes to spending money and resources. The more money you spend, the more likely you're going to be able to win, especially in baseball when you have to be a top 15 payroll in order to win. That has been proven over the last 20 plus years. You have to have a top 15 payroll to win in baseball. That's not parity. Just because in the NFL had a couple of teams win back-to-back doesn't mean they don't have parity in the league. Any one of those teams can win every single year. They all play by the same rules. That's the whole point of that conversation. Joe Davis is pretty bad right now. I'm kind of disappointed in Joe Davis. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to spend too much time talking about Joe Davis. And here's the thing, like with me, I don't like dislike Joe Davis because he's the Dodgers broadcaster. Like, if you don't want to listen to Joe Davis because he's just the Dodgers broadcaster, that's a different problem. You just hate the Dodgers. But the reality is, like, I feel like Joe Davis, when he first came on the scene, was awesome. And then all of a sudden, it's like, he just does it too much, right? Like, his energy is too high for the Dodgers. I think he has turned himself into a yelling play-by-play guy instead of the great play-by-play he was when he first came up and doing college football and everything like that. That's my problem with Joe Davis. I mean, every fly ball in the last 2 days has been like, he acts like it's a home run. It's like, the crowd out there is going to throw you through a loop. What's your opinion on Joe Davis doing these games?
He should know... Play-by-play guy for a team should be doing a nationally televised game for that team.
Who did the Brewers series for the, was that, wasn't that Brian Anderson?
Whoever did TBS, I don't know.
American League was Fox. TBS, but like, I think it's Brian Anderson, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe he has got, I forget his name, but I'm pretty sure the Milwaukee Brewers guy did the Brewers series.
That should not be. That is not okay. I'm sorry. I love Gary Cohen.
Yeah, Brian Anderson, I'm pretty sure, did the Brewers series.
I love Gary Cohen, but I would never want Gary Cohen doing a nationally televised Met game. Because it's hard to be impartial when you cover a team every single day. When you're with that team every single day, when you're with them for 200 days out of the year, it's hard to turn that impartiality switch off.
Yeah, but you see really good broadcasters be able to do it. And also, like, if Joe Davis is the number one guy for Fox, he shouldn't be punished because the team that he happens to broadcast for ends up winning or going to the World Series.
Every other TV broadcaster does it. It's, when was the last time Don Orsillo called a Padre postseason game?
When's the last time Don Orsillo called a postseason game? But Brian Anderson was calling the Brewers games.
It should be national broadcasters, period.
So then they shouldn't be able to make money on the other stuff? I mean, like, they're doing both. I mean, they're doing a bunch of different things. It's hard to say that you can't have those guys unless you pair them with a color analyst that's somebody else.
What was so, I mean, other than it being who it was, what was so bad about Joe Buck and McCarver?
Joe Buck didn't want to do baseball anymore.
I'm not saying him. I'm saying, what's wrong with that kind of guy? A guy who just does every sport. What's wrong with that guy? What's wrong with that kind of guy?
To just be the national broadcaster? Yes. These guys do it, and for more money, they get picked up to do regular game. Like, Boog Sciambi does games for radio. He does thing on ESPN, like on ESPN radio for the playoffs. Like, Boog's doing all these games, and he's doing Cubs games. Boog probably does a better job than everybody else. But, like, the Joe Davis thing's one thing. I just feel like Joe Davis has taken a step back in terms of broadcasting since he became the Dodgers guy. I just think it's too much yelling and,
I mean, even when
pomp and circumstance.
I mean, going back to when he was fine. He was okay when he was making fun of David Vesey breaking his arm going down the Brewer slide. Like, that kind of Joe Davis. That was fine. He was fine then.
When Joe Davis first started as a broad, like first was coming up to the National, like he was good. I thought he was one of the best, but I think he's just kind of been a little, I don't know. It's just gotten a little clowny, in my opinion. And then here's the other thing too, guy. Like here's where I'm going to defend the broadcast. As people that watch, right? Like every national broadcast is going to spend time on both teams. So like, and our local broadcasts don't necessarily do that a whole ton. And not a lot of local broadcasts do that. So when you watch those broadcasts all the time, then watch a national broadcast, everybody assumes that the broadcasters are for the other team. I mean, they're going to say nice things about the Dodgers. Like they're in the World Series. And I think a lot of people get very upset when you say good things about the team they dislike.
Right. But
I do think Joe Davis goes a little bit too overboard with some of the stuff. But I don't think it should cost Joe Davis an opportunity to do the World Series if he's the Fox guy.
Like they said, somebody posted a back-to-back comparison of how Joe Davis calls Dodger home runs as compared to Toronto home runs. It's like he's calling it for Sportsnet Dodger games of Dodger home runs. Even the one that was, one of them was one of the balls that were hit like to the wall in like the 13th inning the other night. You would have thought it was 500 feet. Vladdy hits one that ends up in the back of the bleachers and it's like, yeah, home run, gone.
I've watched those comparison videos. I don't think it's as egregious as people want to make it out to
His call for Shohei was egregious, especially when it was put back-to-back with the grand slam from game one. That's awful.
That is MLB's guy. I don't, like, what, you want him to not be excited for it? I'm sure he would do the same. I'm sure he's doing it for Aaron Judge if he was there. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on some things. I think he has gotten worse as a broad. I think he has gotten away from what made him good in the first place, is my gripe. I think a lot of other people's gripes are he's excited for the Dodgers on big, exciting Dodger plays. And the thing is he has to be. He might be slightly more excited when it's on his voice, but I honestly don't think it's that a huge thing. Rod, go find it. Play it for us. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's get out to Vince in Chula Vista. Vince, you're on the Braden Surprenant Show. What's going on?
Hey, Braden. So, great discussion here. And I come down on it this way. Two things can be true at the same time. One, Joe Kelly, right? He shouldn't be doing Dodger games. One, because I hate the Dodgers and I hate hearing him talk about it. And two, there's nowhere for him to go but down, right? Everybody's going to critique him because he's going to sound overly enthusiastic whenever Shohei hits a home run, which, you know, by and large is 50% of the time, right? So he's going to sound super excited about it and not so super excited, comparatively speaking, to when Vladdy does it. So there's nowhere for him to go but down. And are you guys telling me he's the only guy that can do the World Series? Or Cillo can't do the World Series, so this guy is Fox's guy? There's got to be a caveat to it when the guy's team is in there, because everybody is going to complain that this guy is overly for the Dodgers and not – it's just not working with the other team. So that's how I come down on it. And it's too bad in the playoffs too. You can't, you know, during the regular season, if we don't like these guys and how they're calling the game for the Padres, we just turn it off and listen to the radio broadcast, which is what I do anyway, half the time when I'm not digging what's happening on the ESPN broadcast, as an example. So, anyway, great, Braden, as always, great discussion with it. Really, really entertaining. But I fall down on it where, it's the Dodger announcer. I don't need to be hearing any more Dodger announcing. So, anyway, man, continue on with the discussion. Thanks for letting me in, as you always do, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it, Vince. Let me ask you this. If it was anybody else in Major League Baseball, would anybody care?
I think it would be, if it were Schulman, probably, is the only other one.
If Schulman was doing this, would anybody be complaining about it? Let me ask you this, because I think most casual fans are rooting against the Dodgers, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see the Barstool Sports guys, you see the all the podcasters, everything like that. Most people are rooting against the Dodgers. If it was Dan Schulman doing the games for Fox,
I'm sure Dodger fans would have a big problem with that.
Yeah, but it would just be them. Would you have a problem with it? Every exciting Vlad home run?
No.
You would love it. You would be like, I'm all about it. I think a little bit has to do with the fact that it's the Dodgers.
But especially after hearing him talk earlier this year, as we did, we had him on. You can go back through our archives and find that interview. I would feel comfortable that he would call the game down the middle. I don't feel comfortable that Joe Davis can call a game down the middle.
I think we're a little biased because we don't like the Dodgers. I just think it's a little bit blown out of proportion. I'm telling you, like, if you see that wasn't the question I asked. The question I asked, Dan Schulman's doing the game, and he is biased towards the Blue Jays. Let's just say he is, just for the sake of argument.
If he's openly biased, then I would not want him to call the game.
No. If it sounds just like Joe Davis doing it for the Dodgers and you hear Dan Schulman doing it for the Blue Jays, I don't know.
I wouldn't like it.
I don't know. I don't think a lot of people would care because it's the team you're rooting for in the potential World Series getting a little bit excited. I'm telling you, I think we're a little extra biased in the fact that we just don't like the Dodgers. If it was Boog Shambi doing the game and the Cubs were in the World Series and they were overexcited about the Cubs, is anybody really bitching about it? I honestly don't think a lot of people are bitching that much about it.
I agree with Go Aztecs in the chat. If you're a national broadcaster, you should not show bias.
I agree with that. But what I'm saying is,
I think people are complaining more
because it's the Dodgers.
Why can't you have Kevin Burkhardt call the game?
I know. He's their main football guy.
Exactly. He's your number one guy on the NFL.
They should just switch it those years.
Just.
Joe Davis gets to do the Super Bowl.
Fine. I'm okay with that. Why can't Kevin Burkhardt do these games? He's there anyway. He's doing the pre and post game stuff.
It's in their contracts, dude. I didn't make the contracts. I just think, are they glazing the Dodgers a little bit? Yeah, they are. But here's the other thing that people need to understand. The message from Major League Baseball about the Dodgers, is any of it bad? Is any of it bad?
When they
spend money, and like, what are all the reporters doing? What are all the reporters doing? Like, what is Jeff Passan saying when the Dodgers spend money and people complain about it? What do they say?
The Dodgers ass.
Yeah, they do. Why?
Yeah, of course, because baseball
not loves it. They love it. Why?
Baseball's not.
They're making
care,
a killing in
course.
Japan right now. Everybody's like, I can't believe they're glazing the Dodgers. What do you mean? Of course they are. That's their number one product. The number one product right now in Major League Baseball that they're pushing are the Los Angeles Dodgers. They just got an entire country to watch their sport. What were the numbers on Japan again? Insane. They're insane. The numbers in Japan.
Japan averaged 11.8 million viewers in game one and 9.5 in game two. Average of 10.7 million viewers.
They are providing a lot of the juice. And the best player in the league right now is from Japan. And he's on the best team, which is the Los Angeles Dodgers. And what do you do as an organization, as a league? You promote your best player on your best team. That's what they do in the NFL, too, with Patrick Mahomes. I'm sick and tired of listening about Patrick Mahomes and Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and all that stuff. But you know what? That's what people are locked in for. It's their best product. Of course they're going to talk about it. We just don't like it because of the Dodgers.
Who on NHK in Japan is listening to Joe Davis call that game?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Major League Baseball
right, but
is going to showcase
right, but the overall
their number one product. which is the Dodgers.
The overall argument here, though, is why it's not that why are they showcasing the Dodgers? It's why is Joe Davis calling these games when he is the Dodger guy? That's the argument here.
Because he's the number one guy at Fox. All I'm saying is I think people are blowing it out of proportion because they just don't like the Dodgers, which is fine. But a lot of it is, I mean, look at it. It's a lot of just, they don't like the Dodgers. And it's if Joe Davis was the broadcaster for the Cubs and the Cubs were the World Series,
right, but
I'm telling
Major League Baseball,
nobody's bitching about Joe Davis doing the games.
If you're Major League Baseball and you're seeing these numbers in Japan, are you attributing that to Joe Davis calling these games and pumping up the Dodgers?
No, that's not
exactly
the, they don't care about Joe Davis. You're not understanding what I'm talking about.
No, what
I said was on the glazing thing. Because somebody said
right,
it's not
okay
just Joe
it.
Davis.
They're okay with it because it's Joe Davis and because he's doing their bidding. He's pumping up the Dodgers. He's pumping up their team.
What people were saying in the chat that I was addressing, Frank, which had nothing to do with Joe Davis doing the game, by the way. If you're following along, it was about the glazing of the Dodgers, and people didn't like to hear that either.
Right, and
I said the reason why they do that is because of the number one team in baseball with the best player in baseball. And they get all of these ratings from around the world to watch the Los Angeles Dodgers. So, of course, they're going to talk about how great. I moved on from that. I don't know where you were losing me on that. I was following it in the chat. The Joe Davis thing, again, as I said before, to go back to the whole Joe Davis conversation, I think people are more upset about him doing the game only because it's the Dodgers. I don't think anybody else really cares. If it's any other they say it, but I don't think they really care if it's any other broadcaster doing the game for their own team on the national broadcast. It shouldn't happen, but I also don't think that should eliminate the fact that Joe Davis is the number one guy at Fox. Therefore, he gets to do the game. But at the same time, if Boog Sciambi was calling the game for Fox and the Cubs were in it, I don't think anybody would really have a problem with it. I think it's a little bit extra with the Dodgers.
Joe, we'll pay you the same amount to do the Super Bowl.
Everybody would love Don Ursula doing the game for the Padres.
Burkhart's got the series. We'll give you the same amount that you would have made for this series to do the Super Bowl. There you go. Done. So this way you don't miss out on pay. You get a new opportunity.
What happens if Kevin Burkhart says, no, I'm not giving up the Super Bowl? Why would I give up the Super Bowl to do the World Series? It's in my contract. We got to go with somebody else. I'm telling you, these are all the things that work out. Joe Davis is doing all the World Series games. He signed the contract with Fox. Just because his team happened to make it there doesn't mean he gets to lose out on doing the opportunity.
How did Kevin Burkhart start on television?
What does that have to do with anything?
Mets sideline reporter. He's a baseball guy.
If you're a play-by-play guy, the number one watched sporting event
is
the
that.
Super Bowl.
Yes.
I'm not giving up the Super Bowl because Joe Davis's team made the World Series. That's idiotic to me. The real problem here is Joe Buck signed with, you know what the problem? You know what the problem is? It's the mouse again.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he signed Joe Buck. And now, here all the baseball people bitched about Joe Buck. Oh, God, Joe Buck doesn't like baseball. We can't listen to this guy. Who cares if Joe Buck likes baseball or not? The guy was the best broadcaster of the group.
God, I never thought I would miss a day to hear
You know
Joe
what?
Buck sleep through one of the biggest moments in a game.
This is a warning to everybody that thinks it's always better on the other side. This is the warning. Everybody was upset with Joe Buck. You know what? It could be worse. It could be Joe Davis. Now you guys have Joe Davis. It's the mouse's fault. Comrade Mickey ruining everything. It's the mouse's fault. 833-288-0973.
We officially hate the mouse on this show.
833-288-0973. I will never. And you know what? If the mouse hoses me again on the BYU TCU start time, I am raising hell.
Coming up next on the program, we hear ESPN Plus broadcaster Braden Serpenic break down the San Diego State USD game tonight.
I'm not contracted by ESPN. I'm contracted by USD. I'm going to have the most biased broadcast tonight in favor of the Toreros.
On the mouse.
That's right. That damn mouse. All right. We'll actually talk about that game a little bit. Aztecs and USD. We'll try to get a quick preview. And do you know what's going on with the Stars and the Mavericks? That's a wild story.
Something we might have to save to tomorrow, because we're going to have like 5 minutes to close the show out.
It's going to be a fun 5 minute segment on the Mavericks and the Stars when we come back. Braden Soprano Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Biggest Fan Contest returns Monday, November 3rd. A grand prize is a night in the Odyssey Suite with 20 tickets for you and your friends to watch a future Padres game with the whole fan staff. Register your name at 97thefansd.com/biggestfan and listen when we have announced names each day at 9, 1, and 5:30 for your chance to qualify. All right, I kind of jumped around on the last segment, Frank, so my apologies on that. Why we did not follow the... I jumped onto something in the YouTube chat.
Yeah,
and therefore,
to just completely go off the rails from the segment that I built, the perfectly good...
That you, yes.
The perfectly good, hodgepodged, held together with spit and gum final segment that we had originally planned. Way to go and ruin it.
You know, you're welcome. You have no work for tomorrow. We've got a lot of segments we can get to tomorrow. You defending Joe Davis like Frank giving the NFL any credit. I think Joe Davis has gotten worse as he has gotten on. I think you got to give him the benefit of the doubt a little bit on some of these things. It was my whole argument. I just feel like we are... There you go, X. Love it. I just feel like we're extra biased because it's the Dodgers. Slightly. Yeah, exactly, Frank. Your job's done tomorrow until they announce Pujols as the manager or Nick Conley as the manager.
No, I still have to build a show for tomorrow.
You have to build two shows tomorrow.
No, I have to build one show tomorrow because I know what the second show is. I need to build one show just in case that other show doesn't happen. The other show is going to be 2.5 hours of Albert Pujols before we get to Clint Allard tomorrow at 12:30. Head coach for UCSD basketball.
That's right. And tomorrow we'll give a recap of USD and San Diego State. We didn't have really time to give too much of a preview. USD's got a lot of European professionals tonight against the Aztecs. Matching the Aztecs' physicality, going to be big for the Toreros tonight. And the other thing, too, is like you have a bunch of new faces for USD and a bunch of guys at San Diego State that played with each other for the last couple of years. That's going to be some interesting things to watch or listen to in tonight's game. Tonight's game. Last tester before we get to regular season college basketball. Already around the corner. Justin, get yourself to an Aztec basketball game. They're pretty fun. Have you been to an Aztec basketball game?
I don't think so, honestly.
Get yourself a credential for some of these games and get to one of those games. They're fun. Gets loud.
You said San Diego State, right?
Aztecs, yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's Viejas Arena, dude. That's a tough place to play.
Been to the Jenny Craig Pavilion a couple times.
That's a nice arena.
It is.
What about Lion Tree?
It's not. It's not nice when you're standing in what has to be a 50-year-old scissor lift trying to replace a sign on a scoreboard. That's not fun.
No, it's not. We did not put the Midday Sports stand-up, but if you take me down at tomorrow and Friday...
Gonna have to.
If you do it, you could qualify for a chance to win a grand prize, a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. As you could tell, I was kind of late on a lot of the reads here.
I don't care. As long as they get read, I don't care.
That's right.
They get read.
This hour, by the way, on 97th The Fan is presented by Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today, with APRs as low as 0% and tons of new Toyotas on the ground. No tricks, only treats. During the Trucktober sales event happening now, only at Toyota of Poway or online at toyotapoway.com in the heart of San Diego.
My God, you missed that one too?
There's three of them.
Lazy?
Where I get, here's the deal, where I get behind is we have two hour sponsors for the noon hour, and they're both car companies. I try to spread those out as much as possible. But I don't know what the Toyota one was kind of relative to the whatever. The holidays. Are you dressing up for Halloween? No, he
no,
says.
No, I am not.
I went with t-shirts that I found on Amazon that were cheap. So my friend is a ghost, which means I have to somewhat pair with said ghost for a party on Saturday. You follow me so far?
I got you.
I don't want to dress up.
I don't blame you.
So I bought two different shirts. I have a Ghostbuster shirt. Fair. And then I'm with the ghost. And it's a skeleton hand pointing. That is my Halloween attire. I'm like Sam, dude. I don't need to dress up for stuff. I don't like dressing up.
It's one thing if you're doing it, like if you have kids, that's one thing. You're kind of a jerk if you don't dress up at that point.
Let me add, one. Frank should be Indiana Jones in memory of what he's lost in Indianapolis. One, the bit of one getting a one-liner on you multiple times a show is actually a great bit.
One.
Juan flirts with danger. Juan flirts with danger. He does. He flirts with danger every day in the chat. And you know what? I appreciate Anthony S. in the chat for being civil the entire time.
Yes.
He had a great conversation.
Unlike some other people.
Yeah. He's still in the... The thing is, you can see who watches. You just go at and then start typing their name in.
Yeah.
Everybody that hates, man, they still watch.
We appreciate you guys.
We appreciate it.
Even the ones that hate us. We love you guys.
Juan's one-liners on Frank just kill. You know what? He's pretty good. Like, Juan's pretty good at just getting like a bang, dagger. Too bad you're not a Jets fan. That would just make things way funnier. Juan would be having a field day. Bang! For Frank Marchese, I'm Braden Suprenant. This has been the Braden Suprenant Show. Gwen and Chris coming up next. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.